We're talking today with Shannon Farrell from the Oklahoma State University, folks. And Shannon, you're involved in a very interesting set of workshops that we're having this spring, really across the state. OSU's got them in several locations, a couple more to come still. You're calling it the Farm Transitions Workshop. What's this all about?
That's right. And, you know, for years we've been doing programming about how the farm makes it to the next generation. We've always talked about it in the context of estate planning. You know, what happens when the founding generation of the farm passes away, and then and only then are we going to transfer the assets to the next generation of farmers. But what we've seen through the research and what we've seen in working with our producers is that that's really not the best way to ensure the farm survivability. Research shows that about 30% of the farms and small agribusinesses that get transferred at death are really only 30% of them make it to that next generation. So nearly two-thirds of them aren't. And the reason for that is that we don't have a really good sense of communication between the generations about what their goals and objectives are. And then secondly, you're kind of thrusting that next generation into a management role when they really haven't had a chance to grow into it. And so what we've seen is that farms that have a succession plan or a transition plan in which ownership and management kind of shift over time, while you still have a chance to mentor that next generation, that drastically increases your odds of survival. And so with these transition workshops, that's what we're focusing on, creating a long-term plan so that over time you can have a comfortable retirement as a farm family while you're still providing opportunities for that next generation to grow into the operation and give them the best chance of success and keeping the farm together.
The expectations of both parties are really important.
Really is. And, you know, in agriculture, sometimes we're not the best at communicating. You know, we've got some problems with that, right? We just kind of do what we do and expect the next generation to go along with it. And as a result, you know, we really don't create a good opportunity for us to have the type of communication that any successful business really has to have. And so just communicating, you know, we've made communications among family members a big emphasis in these workshops, and we've had really great response from the crowds that we've already had on that point.
That you know, brings me to my next question as far as what are you hearing? What sort of feedback are you getting from those that are attending these workshops thus far?
You know, we talk a lot about the importance of retirement planning in farms and ranches, and most farms and ranchers never even think about that. The data we have shows that 73% of farmers and ranchers never even intend to retire. And they never think about the fact that it's hard to maintain the pace of an operation that you need to really keep it profitable, especially in today's environment. And so that's been one of the big sources of feedback we've got is like, wow, I never thought about retirement planning. And then the other part is that they never really thought about the incredibly novel concept of, you know, asking the next generation, what are your objectives? You know, do you want to come back to the farm? Or what kind of enterprises do you want to have? And I think when we start those conversations, people are getting surprised by the answers, but in a good way. You know, they're learning things about the next generation that they didn't previously know, and that's opening up a lot of possibilities that they hadn't considered in planning the long-run operations for their farm.
You've got a couple of these under your belt already, two or three more coming. Tell me just briefly what a person, if they come to one of these workshops, might expect.
Absolutely. Well, we start off the day by kind of talking about what the need for a transition plan is, because we know if you're there, you have an interest, but we kind of want to drive that point home and give you some ammunition when you go back to your family to say, hey, we need to all be involved in this process. We then talk a little bit about family communications. How do you have these talks? Because these are difficult talks for farm families to have. And we talk about how to broach the topic and how to really engage with all the generations. After that, we kind of start talking then more about the nuts and bolts. How do you gauge the current financial strength of your farm? Can it support bringing on another generation? And then we go into the different tools that you can use for estate planning, for retirement planning, business planning. And then if you want to engage in a true transition plan where you're shifting that management and ownership in life, we talk about some of the mechanisms you can use for that too.
Where are these meetings still to come?
We still have a few left out there. On Monday, April 7th, we're going to be out in Woodward at the High Plains Tech Center. On April 14th, we're going to be at Ardmore at the Tech Center down there as well. And then on May 2nd, a Friday, we're going to be in Stillwater on the OSU campus.